Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Esau took his wives from a thoroughly heathen culture and took them to a distant place. We come to that in verse 6 and following. Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, and all the persons of his household, his cattle, his animals, all his goods, and he went to a country away from the presence of his brother Jacob. It doesn't seem possible that Esau could have been ignorant of the covenant details. They were too important to be missed. But he showed little regard for the covenant promise of the land. He despised his birthright, and part of his birthright would have related to the land that was to be theirs. Esau showed that even further by his moving to a far country, an area that would never be officially part of Israel. Esau may have wanted his father's blessing, but he had no desire for God's blessing. With that in mind, he put several days' journey between him and the rest of his family. He went away, to a country away from the presence of his brother Jacob. It was a higher place, located in the hill country of modern-day Jordan. It was much different in appearance. It had much different terrain and climate from the area around Beersheba, where he had come from. It could be that was in part Esau's way of saying he could advance, he could raise himself to a better position without God or the help of his family. It was a difficult place, kind of another chapter in the same book where material prosperity gets between family members. Remember the conflict that came up between Abraham and Lot because they had too much stuff. One of them needed to move. We see that again. The place where Esau went already had people in it. It was not uninhabited. Perhaps it was easier to defend than some lowland pastures, but it would be more difficult to farm. This is a hill country. There's not much precipitation there. The soil is not as fertile. Certainly more of a challenge to farm it and raise animals. There are some important transitions, starting with the sons of Esau and then transitioning to the chiefs of the sons and then ultimately kings. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom. We see transitions taking place here from family to tribe. It seems to be a natural change that the family unit gets only so large before it naturally starts to fragment into smaller groups. In any large group, there are leaders and followers. Esau's sons gravitated to a leadership position, the same as happened to Israel's sons. There is also the fact that everybody's business is nobody's business. When that is true, if it is everybody's job to get something done, the job never gets done because everybody thinks someone else did it. Eventually, someone with a head for taking care of the situation will rise to the top and begin to lead. Then the tribe transitions again. Just like the previous one, this should be expected, since God made a promise to Esau, indirectly. He couldn't hear it at the time, but through his mother, Rebekah, what had God promised? There are two nations in your womb, two people. It is not surprising Esau and his descendants would transition from this family type to a tribal arrangement and then to eventually a monarchy, a loose confederacy of kings who would watch each other's backs. Maybe to protect, maybe for purposes far less noble. Eventually, the strongest leader would consolidate the rest under one head and become what we think of as a nation, the nation of Edom. It is mentioned several times here as we go along that Esau is Edom, and Esau is the father of the Edomite. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.